This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Well-maintained transportation routes and infrastructure are key concerns for soybean farmers across Kentucky and the United States. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition recently spoke with soybean farmers at Murray State University's Soybean Promotion Day.
For farmers to be profitable, it's not just about growing a crop. It's not just having a demand for that crop. You have to have connectivity between supply and demand. And that's our transportation system. And so we work on the whole journey from where it's grown to where it's ultimately consumed.
Steenhook says a major priority is deepening the shipping channel on the Mississippi River.
Every journey of that ocean vessel going to a place like China now will have 2.9 million bushels of soybeans in it versus 2.4 million bushels. And so that's the consequences. When you have a deeper channel, you're putting about 500,000 bushels additional per vessel.
He adds other concerns include rural transportation.
Can you deliver some of these bridges for a fraction of the cost without compromising safety that are more compatible with county budgets? So that there's a lot of effort on that.
The Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment all under one roof. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's as big as ever. February 15th through the 18th, visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says maintaining an effective rail system in the country is critical.
It's got a lot of successes, but it's still struggling a bit on the whole issue of reliability of service, and that's one of the industries that's still really having a hard time as we emerge from the COVID pandemic. So that's clearly something that we need help with as well.
He added adequate water levels on the Mississippi River also took the forefront in 2022.
Low water conditions on the Mississippi River and what the implications of that were on farmers. We're happy to see that water levels have rebounded a bit, but it really just underscores that you've got to have a well-maintained river system.
Follow Traveling the Bluegrass on Facebook and Twitter and list the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Al Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.